Betsy Brennan unpacks a box at KNOM, the radio station where she works in Nome.
We're good for a couple weeks, maybe.
Inside are a few dozen rolls of toilet paper from online retail giant Amazon.com. Brennan has an auto order set up through the company's Prime service so that every few weeks, office essentials like paper towels, printer cartridges, and coffee arrive. Because of the free shipping that comes with the annual $99 subscription fee, Amazon Prime's popularity is exploding in Bush, Alaska. Brennan set up her household's Prime account about 2 years ago and uses it for many of the things you could easily take for granted if you live in a place with road access.
We recently ordered 6 or 7 30-pound bags of soil, potting soil and planting soil.
Rural customers have always looked for loopholes to save money on supplies and shipping. In the recent past, Brennan's family put in bulk orders through Costco or Sam's Club. But Prime's flat fee means weight is no longer a financial factor.
We had a friend that ordered a wood splitter through Amazon Prime, a fairly heavy item.
Nome is a regional hub, with more commercial and passenger flights moving through than any of the surrounding communities. Amazon isn't getting into the business of shipping itself. They're just taking advantage of where providers like UPS and the Postal Service already go, expanding their reach into markets where e-commerce hasn't had much of a foothold.
The shipping often for those of us in Bush, Alaska is as expensive almost as the item itself.
Jeff Erickson lives in Unalakleet, about a 45-minute flight from Nome. He has been taking advantage of Amazon's shipping perks for 5 or 6 years. Recently, he was shopping for a new mattress, fully prepared to bite the hundreds of dollars in shipping it costs, but then he found one eligible under Prime.
3 days later, I hear somebody struggling up my stairs, and it's the UPS boy who's dropping it off.
The box was smaller than Erickson expected, and he figured he'd mistakenly ordered a memory foam pad, albeit a very heavy one. But once he opened up the packaging inside his bedroom, he got another surprise. Vacuum sealed inside a plastic pouch.
Got my knife out, made a tiny split in it, and all of a sudden I had an instant California king-size mattress that exploded in my face and sprung out. And a half hour later, it was an actual California king-size mattress laying on my bed.
Both Erickson and Brennan were reluctant to go into depth about just how much they use Amazon Prime. They're worried the company might catch on. Amazon didn't respond to multiple requests for comment, but RJ Hotovy, a senior e-commerce analyst for Morningstar, did.
I would be very surprised if they weren't aware that this was going on.
Hotovy thinks the company's decided it's worth losing money right now, shipping wood splitters and mattresses, if it means recruiting new users in the long term.
I think it's important for Amazon right now to really focus on building its customer base and, you know, expanding its ecosystem and, frankly, just giving consumers more of a reason to shop with Amazon and less of a reason to shop anywhere else.
Prime isn't replacing Unalakleet's two local stores, but Erickson says there are a lot of items, staples like flour, for example, that just aren't economical to get in town if you have the money to front buying in bulk. He estimates without shipping costs, he's increased his buying power about 30%, not counting all the time and hassle he used to have to set aside filling up totes on visits to Anchorage. Amazon's also been willing to lose money on shipping if it can nudge customers into using ancillary services like music and video streaming, something Erickson says isn't feasible in the Bering Strait region.
We just suffer with bandwidth and speed issues out here, so I think at this point, we're using Amazon Prime for the free shipping.
For the holiday shoppers out there eager to get the most bang for their buck, I recommend gifting the Jet 20x80 geared head engine lathe. Yes, it may cost $25,000 and weigh 4 tons, but the price for having it shipped to your door if you're a Prime member? Zero. For AK, I'm Zachariah Hughes.